Blog Talk Radio. Inspirational music and conversation radio, brand new day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, and thank you for joining us. This show is brought to you by Empress Marketing. Whether it's the beginning or the ending of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Andrea Day with Rise Up, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. You can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountains, we gon' walk it out, and ooh, mountains, and I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet.
ya. Until it gets right, let me see ya. Press! Your hands together and back, forth, back. Come on, everybody!
That was Fred Hammond and Radical for Christ with I Press. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on The Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Philippians 3:12 through 14 says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." I want to talk to you about pressing toward the goal. To press simply means to move or cause to move into a position of contact with something by exerting continuous physical force. A goal is the object of a person's ambition or effort or an aim or desired result. It takes persistence, patience, and endurance to reach our goals. Consequently, it's challenging to be patient, especially if we're in a position where we have to start over or, for lack of a better term, make a fresh start. I encourage you to not dwell, but take lessons from the past and focus on the goal ahead of you. Make a plan and allow your steps to truly be ordered by God. That's our Fresh Start segment. This show was brought to you by Empress Marketing. Empress Marketing, offering services from A to Z. Whether it's a simple flyer design, full-on branding, billboard, web design, or social media management, we have you covered. Empress Marketing, marketing designed for empires. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. I know you're going to enjoy today's topic, Built for This. But first, here's Survive by Mary Mary, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Any day now is what I kept telling myself on the last mile, on the road to somewhere, but along the way I saw the wind and the rain, and to my surprise,
listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. And now it's time for the Renewed Heart segment. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I want to share with you three reasons why you must guard your heart. I was reading an article online by Michael Hyatt, and it was with the same title, and it struck me profoundly. Here are those reasons. Your heart is extremely valuable. It is the essence of who you are. It is your authentic self, the core of your being. It is where all your dreams and desires and passions live. It is part of what connects you to God and other people. Two, your heart is the source of everything you do. King Solomon says that it's the wellspring of life. In other words, it is the source of everything else in your life. Your heart overflows into words and thoughts and actions. Likewise, your heart is unhealthy. It has to impact, when your heart is unhealthy, it has an impact on everything else. Career and indeed your legacy. And therefore, it is imperative that you guard it. Last but not least, your heart is under constant attack. When Solomon says to guard your heart, he implies that we are living in a combat zone, one in which there are casualties. So I encourage you to guard your heart, because these attacks come from in the form of circumstance that leads to disappointment, discouragement, or even disillusion. I encourage you today to truly meditate on the reasons I've just given you and implement strategies that will guard your heart in a healthy way. For today, you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio, sponsored today by Empress Marketing. I am so excited to share with you a wonderful person who can masterfully discuss our topic for today, Built for This. Let's welcome design strategist, author, cosmetic owner, and inspirational speaker, Kimberly Ann Howard, to the Brand New Day family. Good evening, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. I'm so glad. We are so glad to have you on today. So thank you for agreeing to be on the show.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Awesome. So what I'd like to do is, let's get started. I want you to tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Awesome, of course. Well, I am Kimberly Ann. I am a mother, a daughter. Most importantly, I am a child of God. I thank God for everything that he has done for me and everything that he's doing for me. He's given me so many gifts and so many talents. One of them is being an entrepreneur. And with that, that's a lot that encompasses underneath the I Am Kimberly Ann brand. I create and help people build their identities as well as their brand image. And I've been designing and helping with branding for at least, I want to say about 12 years. It's been a long time. So not only do I help build your brand and your business image, I also help you with your personal image with my cosmetics line. So not only do I make you look good for your business, but I also make you look good for yourself and for the world to see. So I just love mostly interacting with people and just seeing them just grow and elevate to the next stages of their lives.
Awesome. So before we get started and talk about your book and your speaking, mm-hmm. I want to find out what was the inspiration for starting your cosmetics line?
Yes. My cosmetics line is in honor of my godmother. She passed away from pancreatic cancer. And so during her time when she was taking chemo and, you know, her final stages of her life, we would always see her, ask her how she's doing, and she would always say, trust me, I'm just fine. So the name of the company was Tresemme Cosmetics, because through all of the things that she went through, everything that she faced, she always wanted to make sure that she looked good. Even on those days when she didn't feel good, she wanted to make sure that her makeup was on, her nails was done, her wig was on, everything was just in, put into place. And so that just helped me a lot, just to see her go through all that, but she still endured. She still tried her best to push for us. So the cosmetics line is in honor of her, and it's to help anyone that's feeling down, anyone that has been through anything. Once you put on your makeup, once you put on it, trust me, cosmetics, just know that you can handle whatever comes your way.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right. So I want to talk about this new project, this new book that has inspired the theme or the topic for today. Built for this. Tell us the inspiration for writing that book, and just give us a little bit of background.
Yes, I definitely will. So, like you said, the name of the book is Built for This, and it's a 21-day devotional to keep pushing, keep pressing, and keep praying. And a little bit about the book is a few years ago, I want to say about 4 years ago, I was a victim of a drive-by shooting. So with all of that being said, and I had to learn to walk again. I had to learn to do a lot of different things over again. But through it all, God kept showing me, no matter what point in life that you are, I'm still there. And you're built for whatever that comes your way, because I have you. I have equipped you with everything that you need. So with the book, Built for This, like I said, it's a 21-day devotional. And in each chapter, because I broke it down into three chapters, keep pressing, keep pushing, and keep praying, I give life stories or life lessons on people that has changed my life or where I've got inspiration from. And each chapter has a devotional and a scripture that goes with the 21 days. So it's amazing. And it, I actually, since I've written it, I have to go back and I have to do it myself. I have to read it and get inspiration, because, you know, a lot of days we don't feel like keep going. We don't feel like having to deal with the daily tasks and the daily challenges that we face. But through God, we're built for it, and we can overcome just anything. And I am a living witness of that.
So talk to us a little bit more about this story, because I'm hearing the Built for This was just this is just foundational. I want you to tell me, because this is going to help somebody who's listening. Tell us a little bit about how you overcame that particular incident, because I can only imagine that it was more than a notion to overcome. It was a lot to process and a lot to endure. So talk to us about that.
Wow, that is a mouthful. How did I overcome? I'm still overcoming. My most what inspired me or what kept me pushing was seeing my kids. Because if I gave up, if I decided to let the world or the enemy defeat me, then they would see that from me, and then they would grow to do the same. So just knowing that I had to push for others, I know that I could overcome it. And not even just that, just leading up to it, God was showing me different revelations. He was showing me different things, preparing me for that particular moment. I didn't understand it at the time, but when I was, you know, God puts you in unfamiliar places where you have to be just with him. Like, he will stop you when you're out there and you're trying to just keep going and keep going. You're trying to live in the world and trying to do this and trying to do that, and you're not focusing on him. So he has a way to say, okay, Kimberly, you got to be still. I need you to be still. I need you to get your mind focused on me. And that's exactly what he did. And by him putting me in that unfamiliar place, I was able to say, okay, God, not mama, not daddy, not sister, not brother. They can't fix it. They can't help me. They can't change me, change this situation. Only you can. And I surrender to him. And I say, you know, I trust you. I'm not focusing on the storm. I'm not focusing on what's going on around me. Because if I were to die, the world and life is still going to carry on. Mm-hmm. And from that moment point forward, I just knew that I had to live for him and not live for myself, not live for my kids, not even them. Because at the end of the day, how can I give to them if I'm not doing what he's saying to do? So at that moment, at that particular time, I found peace, because I know God had built me for that moment. I didn't know where it came from. I just knew that I couldn't give up. I just knew that I had to keep pushing. And that's how the book came. The book actually, not the devotional, I'm getting ready to release a second one at the end of the year, but the day after, and I was laying in bed and I was shot, he gave me the books. So I just thank God for just using me, just allow me to be his vessel.
Whew. It's the storms of our lives that really show us, in essence, what we are truly, truly made of. And
yes,
if we didn't go through, or we didn't have those adverse times in our lives, we really wouldn't get mm-hmm. an opportunity to see just exactly right. what's on the inside of us. There's stuff that comes up that we didn't even know we had on the inside of us. We're like, I didn't know I could do that, or I didn't know I
right.
could forgive like that, or get through
mm-hmm.
like that.
That's
or so it's amazing. It's amazing. Kimberly, listen, we're
uh-huh.
going to continue our interview, but we're going to go to, we have some things that we need to do. I want you to stay on the line. You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio, as we talk to design strategist, author, cosmetics owner, and inspirational speaker. We're going to talk to her more about that. Kimberly Ann Howard. The number is 563-999-3456. We would love to hear from you with your questions and your comments. But first, here's James Fortune and Fire featuring The Truth with Built for This.
Next segment, having technical. That's the next segment.
Yes.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Kimberly, let's keep this conversation going. We want to talk to you a little bit about what you do as an inspirational speaker. Talk to us about some of your speaking opportunities and what makes you step up and say, you know what, I really have something to say. I know you've told us a little bit about that, but what was the day that you said, I'm going to start speaking to others?
Oh, wow. The day that I kind of started speaking to others from my graphics and my branding standpoint. But after,
mm-hmm.
like you said, God has a way of putting you in situations. Like if he brings you to it, he can bring you through it. And just by all these life challenges, everything that I faced, I'm like, okay, God, I'm still here. So I have to tell the world on how good that you are. So I've been speaking for a while now, and my goal is to just to encourage someone not to give up, just to keep pushing. In a lot of ways that I do that is I have a group called Push, Press, Pray. So basically
mm-hmm.
I speak and I pray with so many different women from all over the world. I help them encourage them through different, you know, trials that they face, be their sister, because like I always tell everyone that I speak with, I'm not going to let you fall. I'm here to catch you. When I'm falling, I need you to help me not to fall. And if I do fall, help get me back up. Because we as women, not even just women, we as children of Christ, we have to be there for each other. And if I can say something, and I always ask God, let me say the things that he want me to say, not what Kimberly thinks she needs to say, because what Kimberly want to say may not be right. It might not help someone. But let me use me so that I can speak and I can speak fluently and say the things that he has so that someone knows that it may be dark, it may be cloudy today, but tomorrow is coming.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So tell us, the Brand New Day family, the listening audience, tell us some things that you have coming up.
Yes, I definitely can. Mm-hmm. Yes, so one, like I spoke earlier, I will be finishing my book, and I'm excited about that because that is the one that's really, you will really be able to get insight of who Kimberly Ann is. Also, I have a book for this conference that we're preparing for October. And so with that conference, I will have a list of speakers, you know, just sharing life stories to equip you to keep pushing. So those are some of the things. And I also have a ministry, TKO, the Connected Ministry, or the Connected Organization, and we are just helping with the youth to inspire them to know that no matter what your situation looks like, that's not your permanent location, that's not your permanent spot. You can be whatever that you decide to be. And long as you have the tools and you have the right mindset, you can do it. So I have the book, I have the bill for this conference, and then I have the ministry that we're working on trying to grow and elevate.
Awesome, awesome. So, so I want you to share with me a little bit, because you know what, listeners, I want to tell you that Kimberly and I have something, you know, very much in common. She was telling you guys about her great aunt, and she was able to minister to me and to help me with my journey as I was traveling with my mother through pancreatic cancer. And I want to publicly on the air thank you very much for equipping me and, you know, keeping me encouraged, you know, even if we didn't necessarily talk one-on-one, back and forth. I really appreciate what you shared with me, and as a result of that, of course, we'll forever and always have a bond because we have that common thing. And interestingly enough, today is, it's been a year and 3 months.
Wow.
Year and 3 months. So, yeah.
yes.
So, listen. It does. It really, truly does. Listeners, we want you to call in and ask questions, give comments, 563-999-3456. Because we want to hear from you. We want her to be able to help you with whatever situation you may be encountering at this time. So, really, we were having a bit of a, you know, things happen. So, Kimberly, if you don't mind, please sit tight because we are going to go to that song because that song was in mind of you, okay, and everything that we're talking about. James Fortune and Fire featuring The Truth was built for this right here on Brand New Day.
Come on.
Segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. I want to talk to you about building a lasting legacy. All of us should understand that building a legacy is about doing something that outlives you and outlives us, rather, as individuals, as human beings. Here are some ways to accomplish that. Dare to be joyful. Serve in ways that bring you joy. Angry, unhappy people leave sad legacies. Monitor your impact on others. What are you doing to make the biggest difference? Do more of that. Develop and maximize your talent, strengths, and skills. Know yourself. Bring yourself. Do what matters now. Everyone who's at the end of life says it goes by fast. Seize small opportunities. Big may follow. Stop waiting to make a difference. Start with those closest to you and the ones you spend the most time with. Bring your best self to work and family. Everyone has at least two selves. Bring out the best one. Think service, not success. Relax. Don't run around building a legacy. Run around making a difference. And last but not least, elevate the needs of others over your own. That's our Live Smart segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. And we are back with Kimberly Ann Howard discussing Built for This. I had, Kimberly, a couple of more questions regarding the Built for This piece. What are at least three tips or three principles you can give our listening audience on their journey to understanding that they're built for their this?
Yes. Three things that I would say. There will always be a storm, but the way that you handle it and the way that you focus on God is it determines the outcome of the storm. It's life. Challenges are gonna come, whether it's gonna be the bill, whether it's gonna be the children, the marriage, death. It's going to come. It's life. It's inevitable. But long as we know to focus on God, and long as we know these three things, to keep pushing, keep pressing, and keep praying, all things will fall into place, and God will work it out.
Awesome. Awesome. So I want you to tell our listening audience where we can purchase your book, and where we can purchase your cosmetics.
Yes. Right now, you can purchase the book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, iamkimberlyann.com. So you have those two avenues. Also, for the cosmetics, you can go to trustmecosmetics.com to purchase it as well. We are actually in the stages of rebranding the cosmetics because, like I said, life happens, things change, we evolve, and I'm just evolving into a totally another person, and I'm loving my elevation. I'm loving where God is taking me. So your brand evolves. So the cosmetics line is evolving. And I'm so excited. We're going to be relaunching, and we're going to be having some new items as well as some new features really soon. So be on the lookout for that for fall of 2019.
Definitely. And I'll be talking to you offline about that as well.
Yes.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Want you to really, I want to appreciate you for taking out your time to be on with us today. Listening audience, I want you to make sure that you help Kimberly sell that book out.
I want you all to go to
Amazon.com and purchase Built for This. Sell it out. Make sure also, as you're reading, write a testimonial, because those testimonials are very important for the sale of the book. So please make sure that you're leaving a testimonial when you finish reading the book. But Kimberly, again, thank you for joining us on today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us where listeners can reach out to you online as well as social media.
Yes. Again, you can go to iamkimberlyann.com. You will be able to see my itinerary, my upcoming events, as well as you'll be able to purchase a book. You'll be able to interact with me. I have daily text messages that I send out every day. It's called Wake Up with Coach Kim. And those text messages are just to get you up and going and help you get through the day. You can follow me on Instagram at @IamKimberlyAnn_, as well as Facebook, Kimberly Ann. So I am just excited. I love to interact. Send me a message. I definitely will reply, if not me, someone on the team, but I definitely will be replying. We have prayer calls every Tuesday night. So that is another way where you can join in and interact with us. It is very, very life-changing. And when I tell you that the people on the call, they help each other. They help me. They inspire me to keep pushing. You know, praying is something is essential. We have to pray to get through what we go through. So I just want to encourage y'all to connect with me. Again, my website is IamKimberlyAnn.com, and you can definitely find some useful information on that website to help you endure whatever it is that you're facing.
Okay, thank you so much, Kimberly. And if you would, thank you for coming. We want to make sure that we have you on again. So please stay locked in, and we'll definitely you're part of the family now.
Yes, thank you all for having me. It's awesome, and I listen. And the lady that you had on last week, I just found out about her as well, and then I saw her on the interview, and I was like, oh, my God, God, thank you, because God has a way of connecting people, and he has a way of showing things. So you guys are doing an awesome job. I just want to encourage you all to keep doing this, because you are helping your listeners. You're helping us.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. You have a great rest of the week, okay?
You too. You have a blessed one.
Okay, thank you. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lax.
Good evening, Brand New Day, Emily family, Fearless families. I am so happy to be speaking with you on this evening. Thank you, ladies, for an awesome topic built for this, because, you know, we are built for what we're doing for the Lord's work. And this week is a back-to-school week for us, for my family. Today we had Meet the Teacher. The kids are almost ready, and I guess I am too. So I am just thankful for this opportunity again. And I just wanted to dive right into the topic. The topic of the show is built for this. And so I am, of course, keeping in line with the show topic. And in my topic is, yes, you were built for this. You were made for this. And so there is a quote that is often misquoted that Joan of Arc said. I'm not sure if you all are familiar with the Crusader Joan of Arc, but Joan of Arc, there's this quote that circulates the internet here and there that says, I am not afraid, I was born to do this. Now the actual quote is, I do not fear men at arms, my way has been made plain before me. If there be men at arms, my Lord God will make a way for me to go to my Lord Dauphin, for that am I come. Now we know that Joan of Arc was, like I said, a crusader, and there were things surrounding the Crusades that were kind of violent. But here we are not talking about the Crusades, but we are talking about our lives, our mission, and what we were born to do. You know, over the past few weeks, you know, some of you all know, either from my blog on rearingroyalty.com or from speaking about it on Brand New Day Emily, that I've gone through a work transition. I'm no longer working at a company or the school that I was working at. I'm doing my own thing, or at least I'm trying to navigate this this vision that God has given me with Rearing Royalty, and any other opportunity that looks promising. I'm trying to do that at home. And it has been quite interesting, full of ups and downs. And ironically, I've been using the word ironically a lot lately, but I think God has given visions, plenty of visions, for me and for those who are in transitionary stages to do what He has called us to do. And yesterday I went to a Heritage Giving Fund Circle. That's a group that I'm part of. I'm a founding member of. And and there were lots of women who were in this transitionary phase. They were working for companies or working in a school or working wherever, and they were in a stage where they were working at home or trying to become more independent or be business owners. And I'm assuming these were all based on visions or dreams that God had given them as well. But being that visionary or listening to God, and having those visions and acting upon them takes a great deal of trust. And I know that this is a parenting segment, but I think many times as parents, sometimes we want to also make sure that our work and our home situation is right. And sometimes God gives us visions to, okay, well, we're going to work from home until the kids grow up or until the kids reach a certain age, because God has given us these children to care for, but we also know that somebody in the house has to work and take care of everyone as well. So over the past few weeks, I've been given an opportunity to possibly get a paid job and work it at home. But, my trust, that's what I've been working on, building that trust. And I think that understanding that you were built to do what God has given you a vision for has so much to do with what we've talked about over the last over last weekend, with that trust factor, making sure that you trust God and that you trust Him to lead you everywhere. And that, my friends, that sometimes can be difficult. It can be challenging. I mean, because we love the Lord, we trust the Lord, but sometimes the human side of us, we can get so caught up into the pitfalls or the ups and the downs that comes with this trust factor that we forget that we were born to do this, that God gave this vision to us because He put it in us to carry it out. And so, family, I thank you for this opportunity, because this also is a vision from God to be able to speak to you all in this way. And I thank Sister Emily for allowing me to have this platform to speak to you, because we're walking this journey together. We're not by ourselves. And as a matter of fact, I just launched the Rearing Royalty Parenting Spotlight series to remind us we are not on this journey by ourselves. And even though all the chaos is happening around us, God has put in us something amazing that we were built to do, to carry out His word. And so I want to leave you with this. I want to leave you with a scripture from Ephesians 3:16-20. And Paul says here, "I pray that from His glorious unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him." There's that word, trust. Trust in Him. "Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God." Now, you all know this part probably. "Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." And I'm going to add verse 21 in here. "Glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen." So family, as you go about this week, don't forget that you were made for this. God has equipped you. You are strong in Him. Do not forget it. trust him in all things. And be praying for me. Pray for me too, because Lord knows I need it. This journey is not easy all the time, but God built us for it, and I'm so grateful. So thank you. I pray you all have an awesome week. God bless. And you have a great evening, Sister Emily.
Thank you, Deanne, for this week's awesome Fearless Family segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. I want you to remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 p.m. tonight. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com or for Deanne, rearingroyalty@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Share your built for this moment or story with us. So let's recap. In our Fresh Start segment, we talked about pressing toward the goal. In our Renewed Heart segment, we shared about the three reasons why you must guard your heart. Our Live Smart segment was about building a lasting legacy. Let's pray. God, we thank you that you have equipped us, that you've given us a power, love, and a sound mind. Thank you for giving us the strength to get through this week, because we know that our steps are ordered by you. God, continue to increase us in wisdom and knowledge and give us favor in and out of the marketplace. We ask you, oh God, to keep us covered and watch over us as we go through this week. In your name we pray, amen. We would like to leave you with an inspirational quote from Albert Einstein. A ship is always safe at the shore, but it is not what it was built for. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's CC Wines with Waging War.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet.
Send the
raining down. Here on the battleground.
For your glory,
for your glory.
We're taking
territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principality messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me. He won't get one more thing. I'm taking it back, taking territory. I'm ready for the battle. I'm ready to win.
My
weapon of power, he lives within. I can't be defeated. The enemy's gotta flee. I'm taking it back, taking territory. Mm-hmm. In your name, your rule.